You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix in Alpharetta on Haines Bridge. If you want to stop by, I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon is out here with us, and Dylan is back at the station. We will have my Mac drop coming up in a few moments. We're going to walk down memory lane, revisit some toys from the 90s that you might remember.
Beanie Babies. Okay.
It's going to be one of them, potentially. That was a hot toy in the 90s. All right, so you guys saw this. The SEC schedule is out. All eyes are on September 19th when Lane Kiffin and LSU will return to Ole Miss after his very dramatic exit.
Look, I am genuinely fearful for this. I'm not even kidding. Like, I, just so y'all know, and Bo remembers when this happened, I was on the buses pulling into Baton Rouge the first time Nick Saban returned to LSU. Now, This is a year after, you know, he had been 2 years at the Miami Dolphins, and they had also played a home game in Tuscaloosa. So this is 3 years removed when and it was still terrifying. Like at that moment, they had an effigy of him holding it up, lit it on fire. They were rocking our buses, egged our buses. And this is 3 years removed. Imagine if he had left that program and gone straight to our program. That's what you're dealing with in Oxford. I'm like, I don't know. Like, you have to hold something over the top of his head. He's going to have Secret Service with him for this trip to Oxford next year, man. That is going to be nuts.
Yeah, it's – well, I mean, look, he brought some of this on himself a little bit with the way he – I'm not saying violence. I don't condone violence. I'll need to make sure that doesn't get misconstrued. But, I mean, he the way he handled that situation there down the stretch kind of brought some of this – the feelings of ill will towards him. I hope they keep it above board. I mean, Ole Miss likes to think they're very classy. You know, they're the classy fans of the state of Mississippi, if that's actually a thing. But I hope they'll hold it together.
I was going to take a cheap shot. But
at me or
no,
at Ole Miss?
I was just going to say it's easy to be classy when you haven't won much.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And so,
but you're not going to say it.
I mean,
yeah, I'm going to pull back. I'm going to pull back and not say it. I regret immediately.
I literally did a game there where they beat number one Alabama back in 2014.
But you guys saw the students going to boo Lane Kiffin when he was on his way out. Do you not think they'll return to do the exact same thing?
Oh, my God.
Well, do you have too much time if you can do that?
College
students have all the time in the world.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
to steal a line from Rainey McMichael, if you – traveled to an airport or somewhere like that to boo another human being, you're a dork. And on top, to double.
What if you're cheering?
That's different.
It's different because you're supporting. You're just trying to show hate there. But also, I also think that, like, if you, I don't know, it just feels like they're not a threat. Like, if your thing is, I'm going to go to the airport, boo Lane Kiffin. Yeah, man, I ain't worried about you, dude.
See, my shot was – his shot's worse than mine. Like, he went harder on him than me.
But he used Randy McMichael as a way to get there.
I remember Ole Miss going into Florida in 2008 and whooping up on Florida down there. Yeah, absolutely.
It was Parade Jerry, I think.
It was.
And it was a blocked, extra point.
Greg Hardy was on that team, too.
Yeah, he was.
He was an absolute menace down there. Yeah, that's the
– that's kind of how he lived his life.
I'm just saying, Jim Bobo took a shot just like I did.
Well, another big game scheduled. Rusty may take a shot about this one because Georgia will travel to Alabama on October 10th. If you have not seen the video of Rusty handing Mike –
you're on the list.
SEC championship – confetti, it's pretty priceless. You can see that at 929 Morning Shift.
Yeah, you're on the list.
I don't
think I didn't notice that when the video got posted, I was like, dang, how did she know how to video this? How did she know that she should start recording? Yeah,
we were
she
in
knew
cahoots.
The whole thing was planned. It's ridiculous.
We were.
Georgia has a little bit of a stretch next year where they play Oklahoma at the end of September. Now, I don't know what Vanderbilt's going to be quite yet because – Pavia will be gone, and there'll be maybe starting a true freshman.
I was going to say that's going to be a big game for Georgia.
But then the aforementioned Alabama game that Allie talked about at Alabama, then Auburn at home, the annual off week, and then they play Florida at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and then they travel to Ole Miss themselves. That if you look at this year's results, that looks like a tough stretch, other than Florida and Auburn thrown in there. They do play Missouri as well and at South Carolina. So it's – I don't think – Georgia somehow, and maybe it's because of Kirby Smart and how good Georgia has been, but whenever I look at their schedule and hear people complaining, I go, it's not that hard. You got Oklahoma and Alabama. Everybody else you should beat. You shouldn't even worry about beating.
That's because they're Georgia. I mean, that's because they're Georgia.
And that's
There's
what I'm
no
saying.
Doubt.
I think it's because of Kirby, right?
Yeah, I think that – you know, I think that's kind of the attitude because of Kirby and – first of all, I can't wait for that Georgia-Florida game to be in Atlanta next year. That's going to be pretty fun.
I'm sure we'll be somewhere across the country and I won't be able to go.
No, but I also, on the back end of that, and you know, now that schedules are set, I know this is not an SEC game, but I also look at that and I'm wondering what Georgia Tech is next year. We just talked about Diego Pavia not being at Vanderbilt. I'm like, what is Georgia Tech without Haynes King, without Buster Faulkner?
Well, Philo is – I mean, really, a lot of Tech fans were ready to move on from Haynes King at the end of last year.
Philo's good.
And Philo's got it. But Chip Kelly was on campus 2 days ago. That's an interesting thing. And obviously, if Wes and Arch and I were talking about this at lunch or dinner or whatever it was before we left for the stadium, you know, I was like, will Chip Kelly and Philo be a good marriage? And one of them said to me, well, if he wasn't, he wouldn't even be on campus even interviewing for it. Like, you can, you know. And I started thinking about, well, he did a good job at Ohio State. Now, the talent's different because the NIL money is different. But he did a good job for the national championship year with that. So.
Well, and Zeno and I talked about it yesterday. He has a long track record of being very good in college. He has a long track record of not being great in the NFL, but a lot of the things he's done in college absolutely fit. And I think it'd probably be a good setup. There's no doubt about it.
Y'all want to pivot from college football to toys?
Pivot.
We'll do that.
Pivot.
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 Let's go, Dylan. All right, we have some of the most sought-after toys that kids ask Santa for during Christmas in the 80s and 90s. I want to see if you guys can remember what these are.
Did we say our name?
No, it's not a competition. Whoever remembers it, we're just walking down memory lane. This is a nice game today, Bo, okay? By the way, housekeeping, since Bo was not here yesterday, the grand finale of Throwback Thursday trivia will be next week. You guys are tied 11-11.
Ultimate tiebreaker coming up next
week.
We need like three rounds. Like three different
different topics.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure we get to Mac Drop on time next week.
We do one during Mac Drop, one during Mic'd Up, one during Life is Crazy.
That's it.
The grand finale.
Best of three, winner take all.
All right. Do you guys remember a fuzzy animatronic pet that blinked, cooed, and sometimes freaked people out at 2 a.m.?
I do remember
from
this
1998.
Thing.
What is it?
What is this thing? I see it. I can see it.
I don't know. The only thing I can think of is either the thing that looked like a gremlin or Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah, not a Furby.
Furby.
Let's go.
It's a Furby.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a Furby. That was super popular
in
98.
Is that like a gremlin?
It did look like a gremlin.
Yeah. It
yes.
was very
or
similar to a gremlin.
Before
yes.
a gremlin. Like, you know, with the animal Gizmo.
Yes, the nice version.
The Mogwai.
The nice version of the gremlin, yes.
Hey, Dude, that's why I like having Allie around, because she knows the things that I'm talking about.
The mug.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why? Okay, so those things were absolutely terrifying. Did either one of you have them, or maybe your sisters?
No, I was 15 and my sister was in college, so she probably did have a Furby.
They were very scary because it would pop open and start talking to you at 2 a.m. Freaked a lot of kids out.
That. Yeah, no thanks.
Okay, how about the tiny electronic pet that demanded constant feeding, cleaning, and attention?
Tamagotchi.
That's a Tamagotchi.
Let's go.
Ooh, Tamagotchi.
Yeah, I wanted one of those so bad. Could never get one. Parents wouldn't buy me one.
Thanks, no.
Mom and Dad.
I don't think.
It couldn't have been that expensive, right?
No, there's no way. Because they died. Like, they had the little round circular batteries, so they would die after 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, weren't they on a keychain or
something?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I never had one.
Those were popular in 96. Here's one for Bo. I want to see if you remember this. A cassette-powered storytelling bear that felt like magic in the mid-80s.
For sure.
Do you know this one?
I don't know the name. I had the Mickey Mouse version of this thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I had the Mickey Mouse version where he blinked. Put the cassette
I don't know the
back.
Name of it, but I can see it.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Yes.
Teddy Ruxpin. And also had cartoons.
And that was pretty much the that was kind of like the thought behind Ted, wasn't it?
They have the exactly. They have these things now called Tonys. They're just boxes and it's like magnetic and you stick like an action figure on top and it starts playing the music. You know what I mean? Like my daughter's got like an Elsa and she just puts Elsa on top, magnets to it and let it go.
Oh
my
goodness.
Wow, it's just crazy. I love it.
That's so cute. Well, Teddy Ruxpin was from 1985. All right, let's go to 1998. This handheld gaming upgrade made Pokemon, Mario, and Tetris way more colorful.
This is the Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Which was, what was the Sega one called that came out before that?
The Game Gear.
The Game Gear was in color.
Oh.
The Sega Game Gear was in color.
We had a Sega Game Gear.
And they were just, Sega was like, oh, we're going to one-up y'all. Then Nintendo's like, no, you're not.
Right.
You're coming out with the Game Boy Color.
My sister got one, and she didn't use it much. So then my mom bought me NBA Jam for it. Oh, I thought it was so cool.
Do you guys recall when Game Boy came out with, because it was gray originally, and then it turned into all these different, like red, yellow, blue, green, clear. That was the biggest decision of my childhood, picking out which color.
Which color did you get?
So I wanted clear. My siblings, older siblings, so that matters, told me the green was cooler, so I got green.
There you go.
The so this same thing happened in my house, but it wasn't a Game Boy. It was the controllers for the N64.
Oh.
Remember how they started coming out with the clear controllers for the N64? And it's like, oh, my God, which one do I get? I don't even know. I don't want to go. And so I ended up doing the see-through kind of blue look.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
How about a teeny pop-open playset with teeny dolls that you could bring anywhere?
Oh, this is Polly Pocket, right?
Yes.
Let's go.
Did your sister have Polly Pocket?
Not only did my sister have Polly Pocket, but my daughter currently probably has some kind of version of Polly Pocket in her room.
I think Mike's reading your sheet.
You don't remember any of these?
I remember them. I remember them.
You were so busy watching movies.
When the names are said.
And the Polly Pocket, I had so many of those. There's from the early 90s. What about, let's see. Oh, this was a big one. The giggling red Sesame Street character.
Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah, that was a huge one.
Do you remember Madonna paid $1 million for Tickle Me Elmo, and her daughter did not like it? She gave her Tickle Me Elmo.
I did not know that.
And the daughter did not like
it.
It scared her.
You've got some Madonna stories waiting on you at home. I just want you to know that. Your husband. Oh, man.
Jose, I have Madonna
Canseco
stories?
Jose Canseco.
Oh, that's
Madonna
right.
Thing. Oh, man. He was ready to go there last night.
That must
crazy
be why Madonna's still on tour. She's,
is that what it is?
I mean, dude,
that's
to
definitely
go
why Mariah Carey still does Christmas tours. You know what I mean?
She's only got to work like two or three days a year.
She doesn't believe in overhead lighting. It's all kind of crazy with Mariah Carey. Anyways, let's not get off the rails.
How about a reflex game that yelled commands at you until you messed up? From 1996.
Bop it, right?
Bop it.
Let's go.
Twist
I'm
it
telling
pull it.
Bop it. Bop it. That was awesome, man. And then they had like the Bop It 2. They came out with an extra one after
and
that.
And it got too crazy, though. It got way too
crazy.
That
game was so stressful. Like, that game was so stressful. When it started amping up, I'm like, oh my God.
100%. Especially if you had a crowd.
Did you like work in a toy store in high school?
Here's one you will know, Bo. This is the last one. It's a slam and trade cardboard disc craze that owned every playground from the early 90s.
Oh, dude.
When you had a slammer.
Oh. Well, yes. Yes, I forgot about these. I had so many of these things. Do you know what it is?
No clue, Bo?
Pogs.
Yeah.
Let's go. You didn't have any the stack in the pogs?
You'd stack your pogs.
Bow.
You would hit it with the slammer, and whichever one's flipped over, you got to keep.
No, I played paper football in school.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's Paulding County.
We pencil fault too.
Yeah, well, we did that too for sure. Yeah.
Did you get the metal slammer?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you had to.
You know, and that was like pogs were one of those things they'd give away at like carnivals when you win prizes. They'd be like, "Here's your pog." Like, oh, thank you. Did you see this sick pog I got? I got the Batman pog.
I'm bad at this game.
We need to start some kind of like petition to bring pogs back because that was actually very fun to play. We'll see if we can get kids into it.
It's just yeah.
Well, thank you for playing along with my reindeer games today, guys.
I just went down memory lane. That was refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
That was that
one
revitalized
of us played more than the other. I just kind of sat there.
You don't remember it, like
I
pogs?
Tried. I tried. I just couldn't remember. Like I remember when you said pogs. I'm like, yes, I remember that name of a toy. I just don't remember like you.
It's funny how different our memories actually are.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
It is very interesting.
A line from Tombstone, like, you know, 10 minutes into the movie, but I remembered pogs.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Coming up, it is a Falcons Victory Friday. We're going to celebrate this Falcons win all morning. Next, it's the Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix in Alpharetta on Haynesbridge Road on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.